Welcome to our step study, everyone. We are on steps 10, 11, and 12. The script says, I'm supposed to say, I'm delighted to introduce our wonderful speaker. And even if it did not say that, I would ad lib and say, I am most delighted to introduce our very wonderful, great speaker to our group today. All the way from LA, a warm welcome to Susan G. And Susan, whenever you are ready, go ahead and begin.
Thank you, Janet. Okay, it's afternoon everywhere, I believe. So good afternoon, everybody. My name is Susan. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And thank you so much to the New Jersey Intergroup for putting today on and for inviting me to be a part of. This is always very humbling. I'm hoping I'll get to share my photos because there's a lot of you that I don't know. And Janet, thank you so much for being the hostess with the mostess at the moment. So I see a lot of people without their cameras on and I don't know you. And I really hope that you'll come all the way in and sit all the way down and turn your cameras on, because in my experience, it makes a huge difference. And I know that if we were in person, you wouldn't be sitting with your back to the wall. So I did a lot of prep for this, and an hour ago I let it all go. So all I need is this, my box of tissues, and God, and we're set. So off we go. So I came into these rooms, just a brief qualification, in the early 80s. I knew nothing about 12-step programs. I was promptly very judgmental and came in and out for 16 years, didn't want to be a part of any of this. And I certainly didn't want to be a part of a group called Overeaters Anonymous. There was nothing sexy about it. And I had a lot of determination and a lot of will. I weighed 250 pounds. I wore a size 26 dress. Today I walk around free. I have neutrality around food. And it's the result of living up and down the staircase of the 12 steps. So I'm not one who will tell you that I just live in 10, 11, and 12. I do a lot of work in them, but there are many days that are unmanageable, many days that I have to look at myself, that I have defects of character that I owe an apology for. So I'm always around every single step. So starting off in Bill's story on page 13, when he was meeting with Abby, Abby told him at the bottom of the page, my friend promised me when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my creator. God has done things for me that I could never, ever do for myself. As soon as I put that fork down and I gave the power over to a power greater than myself, my life gets bigger and better every single day. I would enter upon a new relationship with my creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all of my problems. I added a word there. It doesn't say all of, it says all my problems. Sorry. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility. Humility was a huge one for me to establish. So I'm starting to establish new behaviors here. These weren't behaviors that came to me and maintained. So maintenance. I need to keep this up. And for me, it's on a daily basis. I have a daily reprieve. The new order of things were the essential requirements. So we have a lot of things here that are, you know, we say it's a suggestion. It's such a suggestion. It's just a suggestion. But when my sponsor tells me something, she's not suggesting it. She's letting me know it would probably be beneficial for me to do it. And I will add, I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I work with many women in these rooms. And we'll talk about that when I get to step 12. So essential requirements. So there's a lot of promises in there. I'm going to have a new relationship with the God of my understanding. So that means we aren't just going to talk on a Sunday night, and I'm just not going to be crying because I've got nothing to wear for work on Monday. And oops, when I wake up on Monday morning, I'm blank. So step 5 is helping give me a reduction in ego that is opening the door that I can continue this work. I did yoga. I went away to retreats. I sat there. I cleaned their toilets. I did it. Was I spiritual? Absolutely no. Was I awakened? No. I was annoyed that you were asking me to clean your toilets. That was the truth of it. But now when I've gotten to those 10-step promises, I have that neutrality. The bedevilments have turned into promises. I am no longer restless, irritable, and discontented every single minute of the day, and I have to live in conscious contact. There was a gentleman in AA called Sandy B. He's passed away now, and he says, He said, you either have conscious contact or conscious separation. Which is it to be? Which is it to be? And I have to make that decision every single day before I get out of bed, because it tells me that the spiritual life is not a theory. I have to live it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit what that looks like for me compared to what it used to. I would tell you, I was so kind. I was loving to all. I paid so much money to have your present gift wrap, don't you know? But then you didn't pay enough attention when you opened my gift at your shower, or your birthday present. So we were assassinating you up here in this toxic wasteland. Today, I don't go into situations to see what I can get, because I have a consciousness and I'm seeing what I can give to others, what I can do to be disconnected from that ego, to be at peace, to be able to look the world in the eye. And that's huge, because I wasn't honest. Every single day I lied about something, just a smidge. It still wasn't being truth. And I've learned here that I have to be radically honest. So if I want to experience these promises, God has to live within me, and I have to get into my spiritual gym. Before I start, I have to vigorously do this work, as it says, all of these words. And I have to, you know, commence this way of life. So I'm going to make a beginning each and every day. I'm going to keep on making progress. I'm going to build on what I have. Sometimes it's better than the day before, and sometimes it isn't. So it tells me, when I read these 9-step promises that have been painstaking, I'm going to be amazed. And I'm going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. And then I turn the page, which has fallen out, and I'm going to see how my experience can benefit others, which we'll talk about in step 12. And that feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. Self-pity, I lived in that. And Bill Wilson talks a lot about that, the morass of self-pity, that quicksand that rose all around him. So it tells me again at the end of the 9-step promises that all of these things are going to materialize. And here's the condition: if I work for them. So Susan, you cannot rest on your laurels, not one day, not because it's a Saturday today. I go to a meeting at 7 a.m. So I can't roll out of bed at 6:45, because when am I finding time for God? When am I finding time to set myself right? Now, I could tell you, I don't wake up grumpy in the morning, which I don't. But that doesn't mean anything, because again, the spiritual life isn't a theory. This is a design for living that works. And it says it works, it really does. But I have to put in the effort. I have to continue to take action. So here I go. And again, one more time, I have to look at myself. I have to keep looking at myself and my part in things, which I don't always want to do, because I can always justify and tell you how this person did this and this person did that. But where will that lead me? It will take me out of the language of the heart. The psychic change that I've had, that emotional rearrangement, will start to slip away. It will slip away very easily. And in my experience, most people who I meet who have picked up food again, the first thing to do, prayer and meditation. I didn't have time. Well, and then I didn't return the call that day. I did it for a few days later, and then it slips away. And that self-seeking that disappeared goes up here. It's at the top of the list. And what I can do for others goes to the bottom of the list. So if I want to experience this, I have to watch, I have to ask, and I have to turn towards God. And I have to constantly remember that this was done to me, not by me. So it says here that I've entered into the world of the spirit, and then it continues on with instructions. Susan, your next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. One more time, Susan, this is not an overnight matter. You are not one and done. This is not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and possibly on a Sunday. It should / it will continue for your lifetime. And then it tells me the things that I have to continue to watch for. And then it tells me when they crop up, not if. The words in here are very, very specific. And that I have to discuss them immediately with someone. Now, that isn't always easy, because if I'm a real schmo at work, I can't necessarily quickly run outside and call Janet or Melissa or one of my friends here and say,
oh my God, you can't believe what I just did.
So I have to immediately engage with God. God travels with me everywhere. His passport is as full as mine. God isn't just available to me 7 till 9 on this day because then he's busy with you and he's busy with you and he doesn't have time for me. God can handle all of this. And that's what I never realized. And that's what happened to me for those 16 years that I came in and out of these rooms, in and out of these rooms. I really hope I can share my photos. Let me just see if it's going to, oh, it's letting me. You don't have the screen done. Oh, no. Yes, there we go. Okay, quickly. If you've never seen my photos, here we go. Because this girl who thought she was praying and meditating, this is what happens when I live in my own world. And I've lost my 100 pounds, by the way, I'd say between 8 and 10 times. And I've gone to extreme lengths. I've had needles stuck in my bum with God knows what, pills, I stuck cocaine in my nose, and I've had my jaw wired shut. And it's very important to say that when I had my jaw wired shut, which is sewing wire in and out of every single tooth, I left there and I drove through somewhere and I found some cold stuff. And for 3 months, I maintained my 250 pounds. So don't you think I have such a strong will that I could have done this on my own? There was no surrender. There was no surrender to a God of my understanding. And it says that you cease fighting everything and everyone. Well, I didn't. So then this is what happened. So this, as you can see, was 20 plus years ago. That's my naturally curly hair and a lot darker. And these were two dear friends that I got to do a breast cancer walk with who unfortunately didn't make it through their illness. And then this is life as I live it now. That was me sweating in New Jersey, a very humid wedding in September. That was me on my birthday. And then this is what we'll get to in step 12. This is the sunlight of the spirit. This is the love and the joy. These are the friends that you didn't know that you craved that you make along the way. And here are some others and some people you'll know and some people you won't. And that's my nephew down on the right, who I have to say has never known me any other way. And I haven't been perfect with him. And I do have to make apologies. Even when he was here, I made a silly comment and had to apologize immediately. And I did. So we go through the day, we consider our plans, and these things are going to crop up. I'm going to react sanely and normally, which to me is the meaning of recovered. That's the meaning to me. I don't know what it means to everyone else. Recovery, I'm not going to get into it with you. But the gift here is it says it just comes. And we have this other fabulous book called the AA 12 and 12. And it says, as we work the first 9 steps, we prepare ourselves for the adventure of a new life. Herb Kay always says, listen for the invitation. Listen for the invitation. And that's what I do every morning in prayer and meditation. I listen. I don't say to God, by the way, do you agree with me? This, and this, if it went this way, like really, if I just bought this new outfit, wouldn't my life be fabulous? I mean, that's how silly. I used to demand things from God. Today I don't. I pause and I listen. The only wrong way to meditate is to not do it. The only wrong way to pray is to not do it. And we start praying the day that we come here. We ask for God's protection and care. And when I took step 3, I really made that decision to do that. And this isn't about religion. My religion has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it at all. This is on a whole spiritual plane. So, and it tells me that every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all our activities. So that will lead into that in step 12 of how to practice these principles in all of my affairs. And I'm going to receive strength and inspiration and direction, it says, from him. And I don't read all of this every, oh yeah, I read on awakening every day. Sorry, my pages are all screwed up here because my book has fallen apart. But I'm only going to receive that direction and care if I sit quietly. Now, sometimes I go and it can be a little noisier. When I first did this, there were no apps, there were no nothing. I would sit here and look around the room and think, bleep, am I supposed to be doing right now? And it suddenly starts to come naturally, because like any relationship where you fall into something with somebody, you have to nurture it. You have to engage. You basically have to water the garden. And that's what I didn't do before. I just wanted a food plan. Tell me how you eat and I can do this. That didn't procure an entire psychic change. What did was following the words in these books and asking other people how they did this. So as I consider my plans for the day, you know, there's the word ask a lot. And I ask God to direct my thinking, especially, shocking, especially that be divorced. So rip up the piece of paper, the relationship was self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Please, God, destroy my pride. Destroy my pride. That's why I'm asking. So I have to trust. God's the one who inspires me. This inspired me to look like those photos on that first frame. This inspires me to walk towards killing myself. There are fatalities here. And if this is all I have to do is sit quietly and I can walk freely in the world, this to me is the easier, softer way that, again, for 16 years, I thought I wouldn't. And it says that I'm not going to be inspired at all times. So I'm going to have rubbish days. I'm going to have days that aren't going to go my way. But the bottom line is I'm not going to take hostages. I'm not taking anybody else down with me. I'm going to stay here in the center of the herd. And I'm going to find somebody who knows me, who's going to help me. They're going to help direct my thinking if I've gotten a little lost on the way. Sometimes my GPS wants to go off on its own because I have such good ideas. Again, remember that first frame. Look at where those good ideas took me. Remember that girl who had her jaw wired shut, crying, and drove to Wendy's. That's my best thinking. That's my next intuitive thought left to my own devices. So I go through the day. I pause when agitated. I come home and I do, oh my God, I really have to get a new book. This is so embarrassing. I'm going to have to do that thing and copy all of these notes over. This is going to be a huge surrender. I'm going to do what one of my friends does, go and get it all done on the sides. Anyway, then I come home and I have to look at what I've done in the day. And again, I just do everything out of here. There are many ways to do everything. There are many ways to do it, to complicate it. But for me, they gave me this book that is a guidebook. It takes me through in every season for any reason. And it says in step 11 that I'm going to seek through prayer and meditation, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And I love at the front of the AA 12 and 12, it really has a lovely content section that if ever you can't think about what you need to do, it just gives you this little blurb. And it says, meditation and prayer, main channels to higher power, connection between self-examination and meditation prayer. Here's a great one, an unshakable foundation for life. Unshakable. I don't know if it'll help me when there's an earthquake in LA, but the house is going to shake as it did a week ago. How shall we meditate? Meditation has no boundaries, an individual adventure. Listen for the invitation. I don't know where your adventure is going to take you. You might stand on your head and meditate. I don't know. It's okay. First result is emotional balance. This is where a lot of people talk about that article that Bill Wilson talked about, emotional sobriety, the next frontier. Someone is unmuted. What about prayer? Daily petitions for understanding of God's will and grace to carry it out. Actual results of prayer are beyond question. Wow. How amazing is that? It doesn't cost anything. That's even better. Spiritual currency just keeps on going. I'm now no longer spiritually bankrupt like I was when I opened this book on the first page. Because that act of providence, it happened. It happened. God launched that search and rescue that he did early in the 80s when he brought me here. But I was way too busy asking for my pink life jacket. Where am I going to sit? You know, I have a lot of luggage. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite ready. I'm not quite ready because this unmanageable life that you think I'm leading is really, really quite sane. So step 11, when we retire at night, we constructively review our day. So I don't get to review any of your days, even though I'm sure I could do a superb job. It's not really going to help me, right? Because again, love and tolerance is my code. I have a lot of great skills at organizing all sorts of things, as we all know, but they are not helpful. Again, I weighed 250 pounds more than once, more than twice. I am not helpful. I am not helpful towards the cause of me living happy, joyous, and freely. God is. God is the only one who could do this for me. And I've proven it to myself. And here I am 20 plus years in. Not because I have a good food plan do I stay living this way, but I vigorously launched into action and did the work. And do I whinge and do I moan sometimes? Absolutely. But I always feel better after I digest what you've said to me, even though I can't believe you didn't agree with me on the first round. By the second round, I've kind of given in. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Hopefully, I haven't let the whole day go by and I don't owe an apology because, you know, the scales can start to go, well, they did this, but then you did that. Now you're above, now you're below. So I have to keep that pipe clean during the day in step 10. And one of the things that I always do look at is, was I kind and loving to all? Oh, yes, I did this. I did that. I held the door. I let somebody cross the road. Oh, Susan, you're magnificent. But then I have to pause and be with God and go, God, they cross the road so slowly. I let that person go in Trader Joe's who still writes a check. What is happening? I didn't realize she had all this other stuff in her bag. I would never have done this. So no, actually, you weren't kind and loving to all. Now, I can't run back to Trader Joe's and make amends to that person or stand there all week. But I can continue to do better. And next time I let somebody go in front of me, I have to let go with complete abandon. And if they've got 95 other things poked into their handbag or something breaks and they have to run back, I have to let it go. That's truly being kind and loving. Or how about you run to the aisle and get it for them? How nice would that be? That would be kind and loving. And as I get through the end of this, and it's a big paragraph on 86, but it doesn't, you can just do a little template and you can just answer it very easily. And then if there are a lot of things on there that keep repeating themselves, I will discuss them with my sponsor because clearly there's more going on. So we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it, but there are certain things that if each day it keeps on showing up, I have to look more wholeheartedly at my part. And what am I really not writing in these couple of sentences? And sometimes that writing will come out in the morning when I've slept on it and still feel yucky and crummy about it. So after making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire. So again, I'm asking for help from God. I'm asking and I'm listening. And again, might not always hear doves singing or Snow White saying to me, Susan, you are so fantastic, because I'm asking what corrective measures can be taken. So the work continues. So there are many ways, I'm sure everybody does 10-11, the way their sponsors tell them to do it. But I have to remember that I can be driven by 100 forms of fill in the blank, fill in the blank. And I don't want to be driven by those. I don't want to wake up with all of this noise up here. I want to be here in my heart and honestly be available to help other people. Not just here, but in my family, in my workplace, and just as a human walking the earth, I want to try and do my best to help people. Okay, hold on, last timer. All right. Step 12, my favorite thing to talk about. My favorite thing. And there are three parts to step 12. That's the thing I never, ever got in the beginning. Same way, you know, we improve. And I just have to say, yay to Zoom, because it has really, really helped me over the last 3 years. I have made friends who I would never have met, whose voices I probably wouldn't have heard on the phone because they go to earlier meetings than me and all sorts. And now look at this worldwide fellowship. We just had the OA birthday party convention with way over 850 people. And when I stood up on that stage, I was gobsmacked of how many people I actually knew. Normally you would have come and said, hi, I'm so-and-so from here. Thank you so much. And I would have gone, great. Thank you, so nice to meet you. And I just wouldn't have seen you again. I had the best time I ever, ever had because all my friends came and spent the weekend with me. And that's why I always say, try and turn your camera on, be a part of, because when my friends all came that weekend, I knew who they were, even if I hadn't met them. And it was just, oh, you're taller, you're shorter. Oh, you did your hair. Oh my gosh. That's what it was. And we lived in the sunlight of the spirit that weekend. We really, really did. So step 12, having had a spiritual awakening, so that means I have done all these steps. I've apologized. I've said I'm sorry. I'm making restitution where I need to, if I need to, but I'm not staying in step 9 forever. I heard a speaker, I was listening to somebody speak on this yesterday in AA, and he owed a ton of money to the IRS that was going to take him a lifetime. He said, wouldn't that be nice if I just sat in step 9 for the rest of my life? No, we said that we were going to vigorously launch and keep on going. So I can't stay stuck in those other steps either. If I have to make financial amends, I have to keep on going into 10 and 11 and do what I need to do. So I'm awake, I'm here, I've got God consciousness, hopefully every single day. The only thing that will separate me is this. We try to carry this message. For me, this message is very, very black and white. It's very, very black and white because it's all right here. It's not about a food plan. My food plan might kill you and yours might kill me. I have an absence that's black and white. I have a food plan that works for me. That is not why I'm sitting here today. It's because I allowed God to intervene. I allowed God to help me. And to practice these principles in all our affairs. So I could stay here and hide with you all forever. It's just great. You all speak the way I do. You'll say this to me. I'll say that to you. We just all think we're brilliant, right? Well, then there are these things called family. Other people who are walking out downstairs on the street, probably workmates and everyone. And that's where the work is. Don't miss those middle chapters, the family afterwards, to the employers, to the wives. And people often say to me, they're so old fashioned. Same people wrote the other pages that you read. Same people wrote them. You won't find it on Instagram or Facebook. You won't. It's not there. Just change the words around a little bit. But there are so many golden nuggets in here. I started to be of service as soon as I could be. And I didn't like what I had to do at first. My sponsor told me I had to tidy up the chairs, those awful coffee pots with all the smelly coffee. Thank God smoking had stopped in meetings by the time I came. That must have been what kept me out. I didn't want to clear the ashtrays. And I didn't love always doing those things, but I did them. I'd much rather tell you where to place the chair, but I did them. I got to meetings early. I offered to do anything that was needed. More than anything, to carry the message, I welcome the newcomer. And that's one reason why I'm always at meetings early. I've repaired all the relationships in my life that were broken. And I would have told you that they weren't, because don't you know what happened to me? Don't you know that my mom was a paranoid, narcissistic, schizophrenic? Don't you know that she used to get carried away to the nut house in a straitjacket? Why would I be writing any inventory on her? Why would I forgive her? But you know what? Through practicing these principles in all my affairs, I was able to. I was able to see her as an adult. And as many of you have heard me say many times, and when she died, I was really, really sad. And I really cried, and I was thinking, what is happening right now? What is happening? The dark past is the greatest possession that we have. Family afterwards, read that chapter. That's where that is from. And it says, here it is. I happen to flip right to the page 124. Didn't do it on purpose. Showing others who suffer how we were given help is the very thing which makes life seem so worthwhile to us now. I come to meetings because I'm very Susie social. I come to meetings because I have friends who I love. I come to meetings so I don't forget what happens when I leave meetings. Because a lot of people come back and they remind me. And they remind me that it wasn't a gorgeous golden beach, white sands with hot men in Speedos. That isn't what was happening. They come back and they're miserable. They've ruined their chances in many ways in their lives. They are now more morbidly obese. Their bulimia has taken them over in ways that they can't even describe. They're having their teeth replaced. Anorexics, all kinds of things are happening to them. So we stay here together and we identify and we share and we show that there is a way up and out, which it talks about in the AA 12 and 12 in step 12. It says we have a way up and out. But I'm not running a way out. I'm staying in here, practicing these principles. Cling to the thought that in God's hands, one more time, this isn't about me. I'm on page 124, whoever's asking, and the family afterward. A fabulous chapter that if you haven't read it, I know that you're all going to read it. Here it is. This dark past, the greatest possession I have, the key to life and happiness with others, and that's for others, which is why I must carry this message. But I can't carry you with me if you aren't ready. It also tells me that I'm working with others. We can be friends, but when I tell somebody what I do, they oftentimes rush off the phone or tell me that they have another call and that they'll get back to me. I don't think what I do is that drastic. But with this, here it is, you can avert death and misery for them. So I have to be as honest with the people who I work with as my first sponsor, Bonnie, was with me and who Deborah continues to be with me whenever we speak. She doesn't say to me, there, I can't believe that happened. When I was let go from my job last May, I was given a great package. It was fantastic, but God, did I feel sorry for myself. Really, really did. My ego was freaking crushed. Are you kidding me that somebody else was picked over me? Are you out of your mind? And do you know how I wanted to retaliate? Here it comes. I wanted to steal post-its and highlighters. And thank God, one of my friends here, who's also pretty in pink today, happened to be off work that day. And here was God doing for me, right? I got a call that they wanted to talk to me. And I said, I knew it. They're letting me go. And I called her back afterwards. And that was God doing for me. And I was being very well taken care of. But those old thoughts and ideas, that wasn't my plan for that day. I didn't wake up that way. That was not supposed to happen. I was on a book study that morning. I was having the best day. Nobody told you that I wanted to be let go from my job that day. I don't care how much of a severance you were giving me. But see how petty, how there it tried to creep in, a post-it. And a highlighter that, thank God, I can afford to buy for myself. Cunning, baffling, and powerful. And that's why I continue to do this work and to do it with others. I pray and meditate every day. Before I get out of bed, I start talking to God. I listen to this kind of mashup thing on Step 11 on YouTube while I'm making my tea. I don't talk to anyone. I don't do anything. I read my pages. I sit with God. I try and spend 30 minutes. If I have hit snooze, I will tell you it's normally 20. if I watch too much TV the night before. Do not miss working with other people here. Give back what we have so generously been given. There's so much more I want to say, but unfortunately I'm out of time. But I will just say that it says here, because it's really, really important, carry this message to other alcoholics. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. And just jumping down, because I love this. And it wouldn't be a good meeting if I didn't get verklempt over something I read. Life will take on new meaning. To watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. Today, I'm a proud member of Overeaters Anonymous. I think it's the sexiest, hottest place to be. I am so grateful to Zoom. I am so grateful to the lifelong friendships that I have here. I'm grateful for the honesty, for the laughter, for the love. And I can never give back enough what you've all so graciously given me. So again, thank you, New Jersey.
Susan, thank you so much.